Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 24th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Height may explain sex differences in systolic blood pressure in older adults. This study analyzed data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Surveys, examining older women and men with hypertension. The analysis suggests that differences in height contribute to higher systolic blood pressure values in older women compared to men, potentially explaining lower hypertension control rates in women. These findings highlight the importance of considering height when managing hypertension in older adults, especially in women. Article number 2. Long-term impact of platelet reactivity and clinical risk on clinical outcomes in patients with coronary artery disease. Analysis of the PTRGDES. Registry. This study from the PTRGDES registry assessed the interaction between platelet reactivity and clinical risk, as determined by the thrombolysis and myocardial infarction risk score for secondary prevention, on clinical outcomes after percutaneous coronary intervention. The results showed that high platelet reactivity, combined with high clinical risk scores, was associated with increased adverse clinical events in patients with coronary artery disease treated with drug-eluting stents. This suggests that tailoring antiplatelet therapy based on both platelet function and clinical risk assessment could improve outcomes after percutaneous coronary intervention. Article number 3. Transpulmonary proteome gradients identify pathways involved in pulmonary vascular disease due to heart failure. This study investigated transpulmonary protein gradients in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction to identify mediators of pulmonary vascular disease. Proteomic analysis revealed distinct protein signatures associated with pulmonary vascular disease development in the setting of heart failure. The identified pathways may represent potential therapeutic targets for preventing or treating pulmonary vascular disease in patients with heart failure. Article number 4. Nationwide implementation of heart failure therapies. National Heart Failure Center Accreditation Program, HFCAP, in China. This study evaluated the impact of the National Heart Failure Center Accreditation Program in China on heart failure therapy implementation. Results indicated that hospitals participating in the accreditation program demonstrated improved adherence to guideline-directed medical therapy for heart failure patients. The nationwide implementation of standardized heart failure care through accreditation programs can lead to better treatment and outcomes. Article number 5. Dynamic tricuspid regurgitation in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This study investigated the changes in tricuspid regurgitation severity during exercise in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction using invasive hemodynamic exercise testing and echocardiography. The study found that tricuspid regurgitation often worsens during exercise in these patients, correlating with hemodynamic changes, reduced cardiopulmonary reserve, and worse prognosis. These findings highlight the importance of assessing dynamic tricuspid regurgitation during exercise and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction for risk stratification and management. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.